Welcome, welcome, welcome to another episode of Resilience is My Beauty with yours truly, Tawanta J. How are you doing, family? It is so good to be with you once again. Well, you know what's up, Connie. You know what's up. Go ahead and just drop everything, okay? And just go ahead and take a breather. Go ahead and grab you something to drink, something warm, something cool, something soothing, and come on in our special room. Have a sit down. Come on, prop your feet up, right? Take a deep breath in. Exhale slow. What's up? I'm back, y'all. What's going on, family? How are you doing? I pray all is well with you and your family. I pray good health in your family as well. Oh, my goodness. A lot has been going on during this past week and a half, right? Since the last time we chatted, right? But you know what? I'm just glad that you're here. I'm glad you're here. I'm glad I'm here. Thank God for life, health, and strength, right? And I am, you know, just hearing from the sound of my voice, I am doing better. Oh, my goodness. Woo! I thank God. I thank God. I am feeling better. I'm doing better. My strength is back. You know, I'm still being obedient and taking it easy. I'm not being like the road runner, you know, and just going all crazy, you know, whatnot. But I am just so grateful and so thankful, right? Just to see another day. And I hope that you are also really taking this time and just saying, God, I'm grateful for life. I'm so thankful to be at home with my family, with my loved ones. And they are here too. I'm just grateful, man. You know what I'm saying? So how are you doing, Shugs? What's been going on with you? I hope that, you know, you guys are taking it easy. I know some of y'all is going crazy right now because you're like, Lord, when is this thing going to be lifted? Because I'm about to lose my mind up in here. You know? But you know what? Through the midst of all of this, I pray that you are asking for God's peace, His peace that surpasses all understanding, right? You know, and that is getting you through the day, getting you through the moment. And, you know, you're just really looking at life from a whole different view, right? You're looking at life from a whole different view. I want to go ahead and give a shout out to my guests, those who are listening to me for the first time. What's going on, Shugs? I'm so glad that you are here. I hope that this episode will be a blessing to you. And if you truly enjoy it, definitely go ahead and share it out amongst your peers and so they can truly be blessed by what I'm going to be talking about today. And definitely subscribe. That would be awesome too. Go ahead and subscribe. I am pretty much all over, the major outlets that support podcasts and all of that good stuff. So, you know, thank you for being here. I do appreciate you. And of course, too, my brothers. What's going on, my brothers? I know I have a couple of brothers out there that truly enjoy listening to the podcast. And I just want to say, what's up, my brothers? How you doing? Thank you for the love and the support. I truly do appreciate you as well. So listen, y'all. Listen, listen, listen. We got to talk. We got to talk about the new normal. Mm-hmm. How about that? We're going to talk about the new normal. If you remember a few weeks ago, I was talking about how we got to be careful about saying, oh, I wish things could go back to normal. I wish things could go back to the way they was, you know. And I said, we got to be careful what we say because, you know, a lot of people are afraid to go back to normal, go back to the, you know, to the craziness before the virus, you know, came in. Right. And that we have to hope for a new normal. Right. And so now that is pretty much the word that is, you know, that is in the air. People are now gravitating to that word, you know, the new normal, because that's what we need to be prepared for. And that is my question. Are you prepared for the new normal? While we here in the quarantine and, you know, we are not distracted by the outside world of life and all that stuff. Have you or are you really taking this reset, this pause and really, you know, starting to think about, you know, your life, what you want different to happen, right? you know, because this virus is, you know, it's still here, but it is slowly going away. Okay, come on now. It's not going to be here forever. And it's slowly, you know, going away. And we need to be ready once this virus has officially is gone. You know, we need to be prepared for what is to come. We need to be, you know, be ready for that. So my question for you, are you prepared for the new normal? Are you prepared for the new changes that's going to happen? Are you prepared for the new lifestyle? Because when it comes to change, it's going to change your life. It's going to change the style and the style of your life, you know, all those things. Are you prepared for the new season that's going to come your way? Are you prepared for the new you? Because all of this stuff, all the change, this new season, the lifestyle, it's going to change you in some way. It's going to change the way how you see things. It's going to change your mindset. It's going to change your attitude. And I hope it's for the better than for the worse. You know what I'm saying? That's the question. And I'm hoping that we are really taking that, you know, seriously right now. Because, you know, time ain't waiting for nobody. It really, really isn't. And I get it that a lot of us are still, you know, we're still looking at or listening to the negative situations of the, you know, the virus and all of that. And people are still in the hospital. People are still passing away and all of these things and whatnot. I get it. And, you know, listening to, you know, what the governments are, you know, what they're doing over there. And people are worrying about the stimulus check and the unemployment checks and all of that. Some people have received it. Some people are still waiting on it. Some are still, are fussing about it because they, you know, they said that they supposed to have received it, but they don't have it, you know, and all of these things. So people are still depending, you know, on what the world is doing, you know, but you have to be careful with that. You can't depend on, you know, what people are doing or what they're saying. I do believe that God is working in the midst of this virus. He is doing new things as we speak. Every single day, He is doing a new thing, right? And we have to get excited about that because God is all about new things. He's all about, you know, expansion. You know, He's all about enlarging your territory, you know, and that's including your life. Every area in our lives, He wants to enlarge. He wants it to overflow, right? And who does not want to have an overflow, abundant lifestyle? You know what I'm saying? Nothing missing, nothing broken, nothing lacking, right? Doesn't that sound delicious? You know what I'm saying? So, you know, those are the things that, you know, you need to be thinking about and get excited about as opposed to, you know, focusing on, you know, the old normal of life, you know, focusing on the stress of life, focusing on the bills, focusing this and all of that. If you are part of the chosen generation, if you're part of God's kingdom, you know what? You ain't need to be worrying about what's going to happen, you know, in the near future. You don't need to be concerned about that because God has already established your life anyway. And I've been saying that for a minute, right? You know what I'm saying? So I'm hoping that you all have taken it at heart and really taken it under consideration that you cannot be sitting on your boom boom, you know, and just complain. You know, you better just say, okay, Lord, I need to listen to you because I see there's going to be a major shift going on, right? You know, after this virus is gone, and it's already happening now. It's already happening now, right? So yeah, let's talk about the new normal. And I wanted to just give you a scripture, just one scripture. There's many other scriptures talking about God doing new things and all of that. But the one that's very common to us, you know, is in Isaiah chapter 43, verses 18 and 19. And he says, but forget all that. He said, forget all that. It is nothing compared to what I am going to do. Come on. I'm speaking from the New Living Bible. For I am about to do something new. He says, see, I have already begun. Do you not see it? He said, I will make a pathway through the wilderness. I will create rivers in the dry wasteland. And honestly, y'all, if you really stay still, right? and allow God to show you some things of what he is doing, baby, come on. He's already starting. He's already made a pathway through this wilderness that we're in. Okay, he's already doing something new for y'all. But first of all, he said, forget about the old, forget about the drama, forget about what you've been thinking about, forget about going back into normalcy, going back to, oh, I wish things were the same. You know, I'm tired of this and this, that, you know what I'm saying? You know, because a lot of people are still doing that. As a matter of fact, we have seen it right now in the state of Georgia. People are back into the normalcy. You know, of living that, you know, living the way they've been living, acting the way they've been acting, doing what they've been doing, right? Have you noticed that? Have you seen it on Facebook? They show a few videos, you know, of people having house parties and people hanging out in the streets down there in Georgia and all of that, you know? And Lord have mercy. I'm like, babes, what are y'all doing? You know, I don't understand. And they're not doing anything productive. They're not doing anything that's making a major change in their life. They're not, you know, they're not making, you know, they're not coming together. Now, I mean, based on what I've seen. Now, behind the scenes, maybe there are some people that are probably coming together and, you know, talking about, you know, doing something different for themselves and for their future. Because you got to understand, everything that we do now, it will definitely reflect what's to come. You got to understand that everything that you do now is going to impact our future. So if you, you know, just want to go out and hang out and not do anything, but just party and dance and, you know, all that stuff, then, you know, then that, you guess what? The result's going to be the same way in the near future. There's nothing growing there. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, we got to really stop looking at, you know, what is being broadcasted on the news. Right. And, you know, stop relying on everything that comes out of the mouth of the president. Come on now. Because, I mean, you know, if I remember that he said something in regards about, and I don't know if he was being sarcastic with his comments, because, you know, he's good at that. I don't know if he was joking or whatever, or he was being serious, you know, about ingesting, you know, like Lysol or other type of chemical products. And see if that's going to, you know, basically kill the virus inside of you. And would you believe some fool would have done that? Yeah, fool, period. You heard me. You know, has done that. And they're in the hospital. Lord Jesus, like what? I'm like, Lord, you're going to have to help me. You're going to have to help me with your people. You know, because I don't have no sympathy over foolishness. I just don't. Why would you do that? And when he said that, I noticed that people were creating memes, if you will. People have pictures of the Lysol and they have like it's injected into their arm and all of that stuff. And I'm like, what are y'all doing? But, you know, this is basically what he was saying. Like I said, I don't know if he was saying that to be sarcastic or rude or just, you know, or he just being him, you know. But some people just took it literally and went on ahead and ingest that stuff. And now they're in the hospital. My goodness gracious. And it's only by the grace of God that they're still here. You know what I'm saying? So that's why, I mean, we cannot rely on what comes out of the mouths of you know, the high officials. You cannot put your time and energy on that. You got to put your confidence in the word of God, right? He says that he is going to take good care of you. He says, you know, not to worry about the past. Forget about the past, because once this virus is over, you know, we are entering into a new normal, a new beginning, a new season, right? And you have to be ready. Are you prepared? Are you prepared for the changes to come? Because guess what, y'all? The changes are happening right now. It is happening right now. Right behind the scenes, right behind the camera, you best believe that people are already coming together, creating a plan, How they're going to organize and set up things, especially when it gets back to the church. When you know, when we get back to church, there are going to be some changes made. Will you be prepared for the change? It's not going to be back to normal for a minute. For a while, it's not. It is not. Let's be clear on that, because this is a huge, huge virus, and it has spread pretty much throughout the country. So, you know, they're still trying to work out a vaccine. They're still trying to find something to remedy this virus, you know, to kill it once and for all. In the meantime, you know, once they lift this this stay home, stay safe thing, you know, people, you know, want to get back out there and doing their thing and thinking things are going to be back to normal. And it's not going to be back to normal, you know, especially those who have jobs. You know, 4 million plus people have applied for unemployment. Now, what's going to happen once this virus is gone? What's going to happen with those 4+ million people that don't have jobs? Is it guaranteed that most of them going to get their job back, the same position back? It's not guaranteed. Because I tell you right now, the CEOs and some of these companies, they are making changes now behind the scenes. They already on Zoom right now talking to their colleagues, already planning a whole protocol, whatever you want to call it. They are already setting up things as to how to make that environment safe and comfortable for their employees to come in without fear. You know what I'm saying? There's going to be a major shift going on in the job world. So are you prepared for that? Think about that. Things are just not going to be back to normal. I'm just going to keep it real with some of y'all, because some of y'all want things to be, oh, I can't wait to do that. I can't wait to go back. Da, 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 da. And I'll be honest with you, it's not going to be the way you think it is, sugar. It really, really isn't. Even when they open up the restaurants. Now, even with some restaurants have opened, but they have a whole different agenda now. They have a whole different plan now. And you have to honor that, you know, and guess what? A lot of people are not going to be happy with the change, because people don't like change. People like things the way it's been, the way it's always been. I'm comfortable with what I was doing. Right? We can be real stubborn when it comes to, you know, change. We don't want to change. You know, we feel uncomfortable, because when we enter into something new, you know, it shows our lack of intelligence, if that makes sense, you know, because it's like, what is this? I don't know how to do this. And then you get irritated and you're like, forget it. I'm staying what I know best. You know what I'm saying? You know, but and that's your choice. Now, here's the thing. You have that right to choose to stay in that normalcy mindset. But guess what? You're going to be left behind, honey. You're going to be left behind, because things are moving fast and quick. See, God is on a mission. He is moving, and he needs people that's going to go right along with him, not stand and pause and biting their nails and like, oh my goodness, what is going on? Well, I don't know what to do. And God knows you don't know what to do. That's why you need his counsel. You need him to guide you. He will guide you through what you don't know. And he has equipped us anyway. So here's the thing. You are fully equipped to handle certain things that you think you don't know how to handle. But he's already letting you know you can handle it. You know, that's why I placed you here. You know, because I've given you the tools already. You know, just believe in me, believe in yourself, and know that you got this. You know, I got you, right? But, you know, we have to have a whole different mindset, guys, about what's to come. Are you prepared for the new normal? Are you prepared for the changes that's going to take place? Because they are happening and they will take effect very, very soon. I know, you know, I was listening to Pastor Dollar. He was on Facebook and on YouTube live with one of his minister brothers, and they were you know, just talking, basically that it was for the leaders of the church, the ministers, bishops, you know, of the church and everything, just, you know, talking about, you know, the things that they are experiencing and just encouraging, I can't get my words out, y'all, encouraging and motivating and whatnot, you know, all that good stuff. And it was really, really good. And you could check him out if you haven't heard that or saw that video. You could go on his website on Facebook, or you could go on YouTube and you can find the video and just be blessed by that. But he was saying after the fact about the fact that there are going to be changes take place once this virus has lifted and everything, you know, best believe that, you know, it's not going to be the normalcy of people just come rushing into the congregation and just have a sit down. No, there are going to be some protocols made. There's going to be some things that's going to have to take place, you know, for a while, you know, that, you know, people still will have to sit, you know, away from one another. You know, people still will have to, you know, wear the mask, believe it or not. Yes. And that's true. That's it's not just his church, but I know that there's other churches that's going to be doing the same thing. You know what I mean? You know, and definitely have the, you know, the hand sanitizer stations and stuff like that. But more importantly, he was even saying that, listen, if you know at that time that if you are not feeling good, whether it's the virus or not, whatever, if you have a cold or you have some symptoms of any kind, he just says, stay home, you know, don't come to church, you know, you definitely could still have church service, you know, via, you know, online and whatnot, but, you know, just don't come to church and cause all this, you know, disturbance amongst, you know, other congregants that's there, you know, because people, once you hear somebody coughing or somebody sneezing or whatever, you know, people going to feel uncomfortable and all of those things. And that's exactly what people are right now. People are already uncomfortable. If you stand in line at the mall, whether at Walmart or Sam's Club or whatever, and you hear somebody's coughing, you know, behind you or ahead of you, whatever, you know, you might feel a little bit uncomfortable too, even though you have on a mask. And I still see people not wearing their masks. You know what I'm saying? There's people still walking around here not wearing a mask, especially where I live. You know, people are, you know, walking around the subdivision or riding their bikes and their bicycles and stuff like that. And I haven't seen anybody with their mask on. Okay. And my daughters, you know, decide they want to get out the house, of course, and take advantage of this, you know, the 60 plus 70 degree weather we had, what was it, yesterday, I think. And it was a little breezy or whatever. And I told them just to get their jacket or whatever to wear, you know, but I told them to put their mask on, which they did, you know, because you just, you know, you don't know what you're walking into. You know, somebody may have coughed, somebody may have sneezed, and that's still in the air, circulating in the air. And then on top of that, it was breezy too yesterday. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, you still have to protect yourself. So this is the new norm, and it's going to continue a little while longer, even though the virus is dying down ever so slowly. But this is what we have. This is what we're dealing with right now. And then as we move forward, once we are able to go ahead and get the clearance, and you could go out now, you could go to work or go back to work, or you could go back to church or whatever you've been doing, you still will have to wear the mask, or you still will have to keep your distance and all of these things. So be prepared for that, beloveds. Be prepared for that, because I know a lot of you are not into the new changes. You know, but you're going to have to humble yourself. You know, you're going to have to humble yourself, man, and be prepared for that. But, you know, God wants us to, you know, not to sit here and just ponder on the past, you know, not focusing on the negative, not focusing on, you know, the drama that you were dealing with before the virus came into your life. He wants us to start looking at the new things, start building up your hope, get excited, you know, because God is doing something great. He's already starting this, man. He's already, and he wants to, he wants to reveal some things to y'all. You know what I'm saying? He wants to show you some things that is about to take place in your life. And please do not waste any more time that, you know, while we are in quarantine, don't waste any more time, you know, just shucking and jiving and just like, oh, flicking the, you know, the remote, trying to find something to watch, you know, you know, take that quiet time and just say, okay, Lord, show me what you are in the process of doing. Show me what you have for my life, what you have for my family, what you have for my ministry. Show me, oh Lord, you know? And I believe in my whole heart that he will start speaking to you, you know, through his word, you know, in your spirit and, you know, through other people in your life that you, you know, you have good connection with. I truly believe he will, you know, show you some things and confirm some things to you that you have been sensing in your spirit and whatnot. So definitely don't think about the past. Forget about it. Forget about it, as they say, right? Forget about it, honey. You know, you know, move on. And that's what he wants us to do. He wants us to move on. There's nothing here for us to stay here for. There's nothing here, right? There's nothing in the past that we need to go ahead and say, you know, I want to stay here a little while. No, let it all go. Let it all go. Keep it moving, right? He says, don't keep going over old history. And a lot of us are still going back in time. You know, we going back down memory lane. You know, and I'm not talking about the good stuff, you know, like with, you know, like the family or stuff of that name, you know, the good times and stuff. It's good to remember the good times and all of those things. But for some of us, you know, we still want to just keep things the way they were. You know, we're still worrying about, you know, about what's going to happen with my house, what's going to happen with, you know, if I don't have get a job and all this stuff. I'm still, you know, in debt, or I still owe this, I still owe that. But you don't know what God is doing in the process. You don't know what he's changing things around. You don't know. He probably already planned a way where you can have a clean slate in your finances. Come on now. I saw today early when I was scrolling on Facebook, I saw an article about, there was two people in the Senate. I think they were talking about eliminating all student loans for those who are in debt or forbearance or dealing with garnishments or something to that regard. As far as the student loans is concerned, they are in the process of pushing that forward now, right? And it's over, what I think they said, like 4 million people that is in debt over student loans. Come on now. I truly believe God is working that thing. Okay, he is working through those people, honey. You know, I'm one of those 4 millions. You know, I have a student loan from college and I graduated in 1992, and here is 2020. Come on. Okay. Yes, I have already spoke that a long time ago. Say, Lord, I need a clean slate because I cannot afford to pay this loan. Okay. I just can't afford to pay this thing, you know, and you don't know what God is in the process of doing for your life, you know. Wouldn't that be a great blessing right there? Wouldn't that be an awesome, awesome thing? But you will never know if you continue staying where you are. If you keep on, you know, going back to history, talking about your bills, talking about what if, talking about, you know, I don't know how I'm gonna pay my bills. I don't know if I'm gonna get a job. I don't know. Don't worry about that. Don't worry about that. Get that out of your mind. Don't let that stuff start, you know, souring your heart and your soul and have you all miserable and stressed out and all that stuff. No, he wants you to forget about that, man. Be alert and be present. Like right now, be alert, be active, be ready. You know, you got to stick your head out and say, you know what? I'm waiting on the Lord to do something mighty good today. You know what I'm saying? I'm expecting that today, right? Be in the presence of him, right? While you are being present with him, you know, that's when you have to be still and you got to be quiet and allow him to minister to you. Allow him to share some things to you. And I'm telling you, once you do that, you're going to start noticing some things in the atmosphere. You're going to start noticing some things happening, you know, within the spiritual realm, you know, because when we come across a trial of any kind, you know, at the end of that trial, there's always sunshine. There's always blessings. You know what I'm saying? There's always something good out of that experience, that bad experience that you dealt with. You know what I'm saying? So yeah, be alert, be present. He says, I'm about to do something brand new. And when God does something new, you know it's going to be good. You know it's going to be amazing. You know, because he always does something good. You know, it's always something awe-inspiring. You know, it's going to be something absolutely fabulous. You know what I'm saying? And that's what gets me excited. That's what I keep saying from time to time. I'm excited because God is working on a new thing today. He is working on something really, really good. And I can't wait to get to receive that reward. I can't wait to receive that goodness of what he's planning, what he's doing right now, right? That's the attitude that we have to have right now. You know, you don't know what is going on, but you don't need to worry about that because God has it all under control. So when it comes to the new normals, my darling, the new normal, are you prepared for the change? Are you prepared for your lifestyle to be changed? Because that's going to change too. Whatever that's going to take effect, it's going to change your way of living. You know, will you be ready for that? Oh yeah. And I think you should, because right now, I think a lot of people are starting to learn a lot about themselves now. I think if you notice, some people are actually tapping into their gifts. They're actually tapping into their talents. You know, they are actually getting back into something that they used to do some years ago. And they are really, really enjoying it now. And they see that this can be a profitable thing for them and their family. You know what I'm saying? I'm telling you, this coronavirus, yes, it's scary. It's deadly. It's annoying. Okay. But on the flip side of that, it's producing new things. It's producing new life. It's producing, you know, new beginnings for a lot of people. You know what I mean? And that's why, we all definitely need to take full advantage of this season, which is this reset season, and, you know, really get back into what God has for us, because he doesn't want us to miss out on this. He doesn't want us to just sit on the sidelines. He wants us to say, you know, okay, Lord, I surrender. Go ahead. Show me the way. Show me what you have for my life, right? But I've noticed that people are actually tapping into, you know, their hobbies or tapping into something that they used to do some years before life really got hectic and crazy and all of that stuff. And now people are really starting to enjoy, you know, doing certain things. You know what I mean? Some people, you know, are probably, you know, used to do some type of artistry or some type of art, or somebody, you know, were writing, you know, books or something. You know, they were doing something that they really enjoyed doing, but they got so caught off guard with life and with issues and family and finances and everything in between. And they pretty much just put that in the back burner and didn't think about it anymore until now, you know? So yeah, your life will be changing, you know, your life is going to shift. It's going to change. Hopefully for the better. But yes, I know people are going to remain the same. They're not going to take advantage of this opportunity, you know, or opportunities that God has set up for them. And they're just going to go ahead and just continue on doing what they've been doing, you know. And yeah, their lifestyle, you know, that their life will change for the worse, you know, because they're going to be, you know, they're going to be totally at lost. You know, they're going to lean on their own understanding. That's the thing, too. God doesn't want you to lean on your own understanding. He doesn't want you to get all caught up in your emotions, right? That's why he doesn't want us to think about the history of our past. Because when we start thinking about the history of our past, it does something to our emotions. So he wants us to stop doing that and start, you know, dwelling on him. So when we dwell in him and we allow his word to minister to us, it will set up our emotions, you know, and in a happy place. You know, he wants us to be happy. He wants us to be joyful. He wants us to rejoice, right? And, you know, and praise thee the Lord and give him joy, you know, and just thank him, be grateful, right? Put our gaze on him, you know, take off the glasses of despair, take off the glasses of depression, take off the glasses of hurt, take off the glasses of doubt, take off the glasses, you know, of pain and rejection and all of that, and put on the new shades. Put on some new shades, honey. You know, put on the new glasses of joy and peace and abundance. Come on, overflow. Come on, get excited about that. You know what I'm saying? He wants us to start seeing things the way how he see things, right? And I'm on that 100% because I don't want to go back to the normalcy what I was before. You know, I'm ready for upgrade. I'm ready to graduate to the next level in my life. You know, I'm tired of, you know, dealing what I was dealing with. I mean, I stood there and I dealt with it. Yes, but I was tired too, you know, and I was draining and I was just stressing and all of those things, even though I kept moving, but yet, you know, in the back of my mind, I'm still, you know, fighting, you know, the negative thoughts in my mind and all of that, because that still can do something to you, right? And God doesn't want us to be distracted when he elevates us to the new level, the new season in our life. He doesn't want none of our history and none of our past to come back, you know, and start throwing a wrench, you know, in our current assignment, and it will stop the flow. You know, you can't afford anything to stop the flow of what God is producing in your life. You just can't do that right now. So yes, you know, this is the time to just, you know, just say your final goodbyes, you know, to your past, you know, to your history. It's time for you to stop thinking, you know, negative thinking and all of that. Yeah, there's a lot going on. There's a lot that's happening, but all we can do is pray. That's all we can do. Just pray. Don't worry about anything, but pray about everything. Come on, somebody. That's what we are supposed to be doing anyway. We're supposed to cast all of our concerns into the Lord's hand, so in exchange that he will give us his peace that surpasses all understanding, and we can enjoy life and enjoy it more abundantly. So yeah, so, you know, are you prepared for the new normal? Are you prepared for the changes? Are you prepared for the lifestyle? Are you prepared for the new season that is coming right now, the new season to come? You know, that new season, I'm excited about that new season because I know it's going to be full of abundance. It's going to be full of overflowing goodness. I'm excited, man. I really, really am, because God has been good to me. Yes, he has healed me. He has delivered me. He has kept me. Ooh, child. But I think of all the other times before this virus came, I constantly think about what he brought me out of, you know, and how I didn't have a dime to my name, but yet God still provided for me. I was living wealthy and healthy. And I really, really was. I didn't have to borrow nothing. I ain't had to beg for food or anything. God set that thing up so good during that time of my life. Oh my goodness, y'all. If he can do it for me then, he could do it for me now. You know what I'm saying? And that's what you have to constantly think about, the goodness of God and what he has brought you from, what he has brought you out of. And if you start sitting on that for a minute, oh my goodness, child, you won't be able to get, child, please. You're going to be jumping up in your house. People going to be looking at you like, you all right, mama? You something wrong? You know, your dog or your cat going to be like, rawr, you know, you know, that's okay. You could go ahead and tell with them. I just had a revelation that God got it. He got it. He got it. He got it. We are good. We are good, good, good. And that's what you need to keep saying. We are good, good, good. God got it. He got it. He got it. He got it. Right. So be prepared for the new season, because the new season that he is taking you to, it's going to be overwhelming. It's going to be overflowing. It's going to be a blessing to not just you personally, but it's going to be a blessing to all those around you. Because God has a powerful calling in your life. He has a powerful ministry in your life. And it is time for all of us to really take this opportunity to allow our teacher, you know, our instructor, the Holy Spirit, to, you know, prepare us for that upcoming season. You know, there are things that, you know, that needs to be taken care of in the church and things that need to be taken care of outside the church. There are people in your life, you know, that you're going to interact, you know, family members. There's a lot of people, you know, in families that are not saved, that they don't know the Lord. And they are right now probably crying out for God because so much is going on around them, you know, left and right. Somebody is, you know, passing away, you know, and some are unexpected. Some are just like, you know, like shocking to the core. You're like, what? You know, like I just, you know, heard, you know, about the gospel artist Troy Sneed. I was like, what? You know, I'm like, I I'm still in shock about that. But you really don't know the situation, you know, as far as his health was concerned or whatever. You really don't know how this virus really impacted his life, because this virus is still a growing virus in terms of, you know, the symptoms and all of that. You know, they still haven't finalized. The list is still going and growing, you know, as far as the symptoms is concerned. And everybody has all of the symptoms, and everybody handles the symptoms different than others. You know what I mean? I mean, when I was sick, it had put me in bedridden for a whole month. For a whole month, y'all. For real, for real. I mean, I got up to go to the bathroom, but that looked like, child, it looked like it was a journey for me to get to that bathroom. I'm dead serious, and I'm not trying to be funny. But it had me where I just could not really walk. You know, I was so disoriented. I was weak. I barely ate. I barely could talk, you know, and then top of that fever was just a nuisance, you know, but thank God I didn't have any respiratory issues. Thank God the fever didn't spike up to 105 or like other people did. Thank God, I wasn't on a ventilator machine or anything. Thank God I wasn't even in the hospital, even though I could have gone, you know, but, you know, I got there by the grace of God. I made it, you know. But everybody is dealing with this virus so differently, you know, and we all have to, you know, be careful about this. And not just physically, but even emotionally, because, of course, a lot of people have lost their loved ones. A lot of people have lost their moms or their dads or their siblings or their grandparents or whomever. And they across the state and there's nothing they can do. They cannot drive. They cannot fly over. You know, they have to actually watch it through a video at the funeral home if they have that capability of doing that. You know, I mean, it is heart-wrenching. It is so, so heartbreaking to hear the stories of what these families have to do as far as, you know, taking care of their loved ones, you know, and most of them are being cremated because, you know, people don't have the means to do a proper burial and all of that. You know, this is really, really a heart-wrenching situation. And my heart goes out to every single one. And we need to pray for one another. We are supposed to be doing it anyway. We got to pray for our country, pray for our land, pray for our high officials, pray for them. Lord, have mercy to give them insight, to give them knowledge and give them the strength to endure, to keep fighting, to keep going, because they too are overwhelmed by this virus. Whether they contracted the virus or not, they are dealing with the same anxiety and the same fear and frustration like we are. They are carrying the weight. And if you heard on the news recently that it was this ER surgeon, this doctor, she committed suicide. Because the weight of this virus was just too much. And she was too you know, a COVID-19 survivor. And she went back to work the week after when she was, you know, feeling better. She went back to work, but they had sent her back home, you know, so she can get officially stronger, you know. But it was just so much for her that she just couldn't take it. For some reason, it was just too much, you know. And that's why I'm saying this is the time to really start pouring all to God's hand. Tell him how you really, really feel. Let him know, darling, so he can heal you before you enter into the new normal of your life. Okay, because you cannot carry this stuff with you no more. This is the time to go ahead and just cleanse, you know, just get cleansed spiritually and let him heal you, you know, let him heal you now. So when, you know, when we move forward to the next season, you will be well, you will be well, and you will be strong, right? So yes, my darlings, the new normal of life, the new normal of change. Are you prepared for that? The new normal for the season that's coming up. And what about you? What about you? Because you know what? You're going to be changing, honey. You know what I'm saying? What about you? You know what I mean? Because right now, especially us sisters, you know, we all have of us already just freaking out about, you know, our physical appearance and all of that. And I said, you know, a while back, you know, actually, no, I didn't say it here. I actually said it on my my group page on Facebook, you know, about how, you know, we need to look back into history for this moment. We need to look back and, you know, remember our ancestors. Remember back in the day, they didn't have a whole lot either, but what they had, they made do. What they had, they created something. You know what I'm saying? You know the old saying, if you got lemons, go ahead and make lemonade. Well, I say, you know what? Bump the lemonade, make some lemon pies. Okay, make some lemon tartlets. Take it beyond the lemonade, sugar. Go ahead and just create something else. Add to the list of the lemonades. You know, add them lemon tartlets. Add those lemon pies. Make a lemon cake. Whatever. Whatever you got. You know what? God definitely, he can enlarge it, right? Oh my goodness, y'all. So what about you, beloved? What are you learning about yourself right now while you are in quarantine, while you are right in your house? And there's no excuse in the matter now. You can't say, well, you know, I don't got time to think about me. I got things to do. Blah, blah, blah. No, you home now, honey. You home. You have cleaned your house so many times, child. Child, please. You don't need to clean no more. Right? You have done what you needed to do. We've been locked down since March. Here it is, almost May. Hello. You know, now is the time for you to just start, you know, learning about you. You are growing up, beloved. God is ready to, you know, to graduate you into the woman that you are supposed to become. And he wants to reveal some things that he has already equipped you with. He wants to reveal some things, darling, that you are ready to handle. A lot of us are afraid for new change because, you know, we think that we're not capable, we're not qualified to do it. But I had recently read, you know, in Exodus about Moses when, you know, he, when God had called him and had mentioned the assignment of what he wanted him to do to get, you know, his people out of Egypt. And Moses was, you know, he was like, okay, God, but listen, I can't talk, you know, I don't have a good speech, you know, I'm not equipped for that, you know. And God's told him, listen, you don't need to worry about that. I'll be your words. I speak through you. You don't need to worry about that. See, God wasn't even concerned about what he lacked. He wasn't concerned about that. But Moses still was not listening. He was like, well, God, but no, see, no, why don't you get Aaron? Aaron could talk. He could do better than me, you know, and God was just getting irritated with him, you know, and he's like, fine, you know, okay, Aaron, I'll get Aaron, but, you know, Aaron still you know, I didn't call Aaron. I'm still calling you, though. I'm still calling you. See, God has let him know I have fully equipped you anyway. And even what you think you cannot do, I can do for you. You know what I'm saying? Man, oh man, that's powerful. And it's the same thing that applies to us. You know, we got to stop, you know, thinking that we're not equipped enough. That's why a lot of us have not even successfully graduated to the next season of our life, because we have been telling ourselves that we're not qualified. And we have been listening to so many people down the road at that time telling us that we can't qualify. We're not good enough. And like with Moses, you know, he probably had dealt with rejection at that time. But the thing about it, when he was living in Egypt as, you know, as the king's son and all of that, homeboy was getting, he was getting some serious good education. And he was a fluent talker. You know, he was like thebomb.com. Hello. You know what I'm saying? So for him to come out and tell God that, God, I can't do this. You know, I can't talk. I have a heavy tongue and all of these things. That was like, what? Are you serious right now? You're talking to a God that knows you. He knew you before you even came into this world. You're talking to a God that already knows what he has already equipped you with. You're talking to a God that can fix the situation better than you can. Come on. And Moses still didn't get it. Right? He allowed his fears. He allowed his fears, right? And the rejection of what he experienced to get the best of him, right? And we don't need, and we cannot afford to do that now, right? The Holy Spirit will be that voice. He will be that help. He will be that guide. He will be that instructor. He will be that teacher, right? He will be that coach. He will be whatever you are in need of. And guess what? It's free of charge. Woo! It is free, 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 free. You don't have to go to school for it. You don't have to go, you know, take classes online. I mean, it's up to you if you want to. I'm not saying you don't do it. But the whole point is that whatever you need, it's already available, right? And you cannot continue to lean back into the past and go back and start criticizing yourself or the voices of the people talking about you and saying, well, you know, you did not finish your higher education. So, you know, you cannot go. This job is not for you. We're looking for people who have been working in the business for, you know, 20 some plus years. And we've seen that you have not worked here for quite a while. You know, some of y'all been down that road with people who just are so picky like that, and they don't even know your purpose. Oh my God, they don't know your purpose. And apparently you don't know yours either, because you have allowed the enemy to come in and start causing all this confusion and this pain and disorder in your life, and had you to start doubting your will, doubting you and doubting yourself, and you start saying the same lies, you know, that they started to state about you, that you're not good enough. You are more than enough, because if you got God in your life, you can do all things through Christ who what? Strengthens you. And he is fully, fully equipped. He's fully able, right? To do so much. And so can you. So can you, because he's in you, beloved. He's in you, beloved. So yes, get ready for the new normal. Get ready for the new things that's going to happen in your life. I don't want you to sit on the sidelines and whatnot and just look at everybody else and they waving at you and you like, hey, see you later. No. You are in that race. Come on, get up, child. Get off your boom boom and just go ahead and start running the race that God has assigned for you. And that race is going to be fulfilling. It's going to be tireless. It's going to be a sweatless. It's going to be a motivating experience for you. And I want you to be a part of that. So are you prepared for the new normal? I hope you are, beloved. Oh, I can't wait to hear the stories of what God is doing for you now and what he's going to do for you in the very, very near future. So listen, I hope this blessed you. I hope this encouraged you and inspired you. I hope this lifted you up right on time, Shugs, because yes, there's still a lot going on, you know, in our world. There's still a lot going on in our communities and, you know, in America. And we have to stand strong and we have to stay prayerful and we have to, you know, continue to, you know, not to give up. Don't give up. Don't give up. Don't give up. Don't cave in. Don't quit. God is still working it out. He is still sitting on the throne, honey. Okay, don't get it twisted. Okay, this is not the end. This is just the beginning of new things, what God is doing for your life. And I want you to get excited. Yes, yes, yes. So again, thank you so much for coming on. I do appreciate you so much, my beautiful sisters, and especially to my brothers, and of course, the guest of honors. Thank you so much for coming. I hope this truly blessed you. And definitely, if you like this episode, come on and subscribe and definitely share it out to your friends and whatnot. Listen, if you have any questions or suggestions, go ahead and, you know, put those questions down. I normally check the, the area of where I am as far as, you know, on iTunes and CastBox and Google and all that stuff. So, but I'm definitely, I'm on Facebook, so you can check me out there. You can check me through Messenger as well. Whatever floats your boat, whatever is easy. You know, go ahead and hit me up a bit, okay? I would love to hear from you. So we're going to close with a prayer. I hope everyone continue to have a blessed and prosperous week. Enjoy your family. Enjoy the new things that God is going to do for you each day. But definitely take the advantage, take the time, and really start, you know, connecting with God more so he can share some things with you and get you prepared for what is to come. So, Father God, I want to say thank you for this opportunity. Thank you for this platform. Thank you, thank you, thank you for this fellowship with my family. I pray all is well with them. Lord, continue to intervene into their lives. Continue, oh God, to pour your love and your compassion, and also to pour in your patience for all of us, oh God. Help us to keep still and to be still while we're going through this quarantine, oh Lord, because you know when it's going to expire. Help us, oh God, to be prepared for that day when things start to change. Help us, oh Lord, to come to you and to come to you daily, not just when we are just frustrated, but even when we are in a good mood, help us to come to you on a daily basis, oh Lord, so we can build that connection, we can build that relationship, and you can show us and teach us and speak to us about some things to come. God, you have gifted us with such powerful, powerful ministry that a lot of us still yet do not realize. But I'm hoping, God, and I truly believe that, you know, we will take full advantage of this time and that we definitely will come to you, because we have tried everything else out there and we see that it didn't work for us. So now we have no choice in the matter to come but to you, because you already know our future. You already know our plan. You already know the plans for us. You already set that for us. So help us, oh Lord, to just stay connected to you. Help us, oh Lord, to truly appreciate the beauty of life, the gift of life. Help us, oh Lord, to truly get excited about what is to come. We thank you, oh Lord. And Lord, I ask you to continue to strengthen all of those doctors and nurses, oh God, all of those who are working out on the field. Continue to cover them, oh Lord, because they're still doing their jobs. Continue to protect them. Give them the strength, oh Lord, to keep on doing what they're doing. There's a lot of people who are carrying the weight of this virus and all the things along with this virus. Help them, oh Lord, to just release it to you, or bless them with someone that knows your word, that could give them that word that will heal all pain, all the wounds, and that will just draw them closer to you so they can start living again. We thank you, oh Lord, for those persons, and we thank God for you. We give you praise, oh Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen.